sorry, because I'm in the middle of receiving brachas from the Kalavur. Meshadav, you made it for everybody. Okay. Hope some of you have the page. I know that it's a challenge to bring it.
Yeah. It's
on the. What's on the thing?
Yeah.
Okay. We left off last week with Rav Kook's call. V'nachnu chayovim la'amayd al oifyav l'manu chalotzeis le'ezrasoi. That we have a chiyuv, we're obligated to understand what is the nature of the generation that we're living in. What's the nature of the generation of the time that we're living in order that we should be able to help. And in order to understand, in order to know the means of bringing about, with Hashem's help, the tikkunim that are necessary for ourselves, for our children, for our grandchildren, we need to understand the shoresh of the kilkulim of the generation, like what's wrong. If you don't understand what's broken, you can't fix it. So we have to understand what's broken. A lot of wonderful people are going around saying, this is broken, that's broken, but there's something shorashi in the shorish that is broken, and this is a kilkul, which we'll talk about over the next 2 or 3 weeks, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in creation. This is not like an accident. There's no accidents. This isn't a mistake. What our generation is going through was written, as we learned last week, we're talking about in the Sefer of Adam Arish. Everything is there. But if you don't know, if one doesn't know what the real kilkul is, and you're running around like if you have a problem, Lamosha, you have a problem in the house with the boiler, and you're running around making yourself crazy with each of the radiators, or you know, each of the units in the house, and the problem, it's true that the heat is not coming up. And you're making yourself meshuggah with this radiator, with this appliance, and you're trying to fix something, but the problem is in the basement somewhere. That there's an issue with the boiler, and mimela, all the different radiators in the house, and not all the different things that you have. You could have the most expensive units. There's no heat that's coming up because the boiler is in the shurish of the house. There's a problem with the boiler. So mimela, all of the other things are not working. So, unless one learns what the shorish is, there can be tikkunim, and wonderful people are working on making different tikkunim and trying to fix and trying to. But again, it's you know, when you have something and it's only fixed in a superficial way, so then it comes out someplace else. It comes out somewhere else, or it comes out in a different way in a person. And mimela, there is a tremendous, tremendous avira, an atmosphere of yeyush right now. A tremendous avira of yeyush. The parents feel completely disabled and helpless when they see the kids. The kids are looking for this and want that, and mimela, the kids are gonna whatever they're going to see on their phones in these places. It's, and we don't know if there's anything that we could do, and how could it possibly be? Lord says, Ezra, how can we do what Rav Kook wanted? Rav Kook said that we're chayiv to understand the nature of the generation and to go and to help the generation. But if we don't know what the problem, if we don't know what the problem really is, and we, like for instance, I had a conversation with somebody during the summer. There was somebody that wanted me to come to their school before school would begin and to speak to the teachers. So I asked, what would you like me to talk about? In the end, I can't do it, but it worked out. Couldn't work out. But what is it that's the problem? So he starts to tell me about this problem with the curriculum, and we have to try, and the kids are not reviewing enough, and you know, all these different problems. I said, look, I'm not an expert in curriculum. I never worked on that kind of stuff. I understand it's very, very important. But the shirish of the problem that you're having with the kids, because his tiny was, we're not reaching the kids. What I want to tell him is, you're not reaching me either. So how are you supposed to reach the kids? You're not reaching me. You're talking about something else. I understand you're not reaching the kids, because what you're talking about is something else. That's also important in the curriculum. I'm not saying it doesn't have to be taken care of. But that's not why you're not reaching the kids. The kids don't particularly care about curriculum. There may be like one guy in the class, the kid. There's always like a guy like that. But for the most part, that's not why you're not reaching them. You don't know where they are. In order to reach them, you have to know where somebody is. And how can you reach somebody if you don't know where he is? So what we need to learn, what we're going to begin to learn about, is where the generation is. Now, the where the generation is, because if you're being called for Hatzalah, so Baruch Hashem, now they have ways. Can you imagine how frustrating it must have been before there was ways? And there was a person that they got a call that someone, Lo Aleinu, was dying, and the guy is in the ambulance, right? And he gets a call that the guy is on this and this street. And you don't know where it is. You don't know where it is. People that are not from Queens, I grew up in Queens, 73rd Avenue, 73rd Terrace, 73rd Drive, 73rd Road. So, and then when you go, and it's none of them. There's some other 73rd something. And then if you're from Brooklyn, so then places, if it's a bar park, at least there's a say there in Flappish, a bar park. But then you're going to like, you get a call, you have to go to Church Avenue, to Cartel, you say, no, there's an Olive Base. But if you don't know where you're going, so the person's dying, and you're dragging around the whole neighborhood with your ambulance. And in the meantime, you can't get to the guy. You don't know where he is. This is really what's happening right now. We were talking about on Shabbos at the table. We were discussing this a little bit. My son, he was in Harvard, not as a student. He never went to Harvard as a student. He went there to meet with an organization to help with the Jews over there, with the students, and he was speaking to the Chabad Shliach in Harvard. There's a Chabad Shliach, I don't remember his name, something with a Z. And there's a Chabad Shliach over there, some kind of a tzaddik, he's been there for a long time. And the Shliach was explaining to my son how the chevra that are coming in, like from different places to try to be makar of the students, how there's really nothing doing on campus. My son is very nispal because the Chabad place is packed and they're all Shabbos, it's a whole ma'amad over there. But they have these like different classes that different nice people came from, yeshiva people came, different people came to try to give to the students. So my son was asking him, so how come they're not matzliach? And why are you matzliach? So the shliach said like this. Shliach said, you get some guy that he went to yeshiva for a couple of years, and then he read a little bit like Derech Hashem, and maybe some Ari Kaplan book or something. And he's got a collection of some old Sichas Musar in one pocket and a few, maybe someone gave him once a Kedusha Slavi of art and he has in this pocket. Anyway, he comes to Harvard. So the Shliach said, the students are all smarter than he is. It's a big problem. The students are smarter than this guy. So they have serious questions. They have very big questions. Most of these guys don't have the answers to these questions. You know, maybe you can get by in a different place, a different kind of a school, but here they're very, very sharp, and they're very driven to succeed. And they all have, for the most part, if you could afford to go there, they're not there on big scholarships. You know, they're hooked up, but these guys are hooked up, and they're going to be okay. It's not like you're going to somebody that's broke and his on his last limb doesn't have anything doing, and he's desperate, so, you know, you can get him out of desperation to say a Kriyat Shema, you know, something, and then you bring him in, you reel him in for a and make them from. These guys are—they're matzliach and they're bright and they have a lot of questions. And these fellows are coming out from these kiruv places and they don't know the answers to them. So then, why are they matzliach in the Chabad place? So he said, I don't have any intention of making them frum at all. That's what he said. I have no intention of making them frum. My only intention is to be together with other Jews and to mezakeh them, to mezakeh him with the Shabbos, to mezakeh him with the to put on tefillin for a minute, to mezakeh him to make a bracha. That's all. So mezakeh him. And that the Rebbe Shalom has nachas ruach that a yid says a bracha. The Rebbe Shalom has nachas ruach that a yid. I'm not trying to answer all of his questions. We drink, we sing some songs. You know, I could say over a part of a sikh or something, and they're happy. They're happy because they want to be Jews. Right. After Chabad Nigun, you still remember from last night. So there are no questions after the Alter Rebbe's Nigun, no questions. See, that whole model is a different model. It's a whole different model of what it means to be Makar of another Jew. Intentionally, that's not the point. The point is that the shirish of the problem of our generation is not questions that are unanswered. That's not the shirish. Our generation does not consist of bigger philosophers. Your kids are not philosophers. It's not because they haven't, you can't reach, you know, we're not reaching them with the curriculum. It's not the inyan. And I'm not saying the only way to reach them is with a l'chaim either. Well, that's part of it, but, and so is the curriculum part of it. But what's the shayrish? The shayrish is not, they all have, each one of them has an nefesh of the kiss. The Torah is the same Torah that we have all the years. So what's the problem? What's the shayrish of the problem? So the answer to the question of what is our generation? Like getting to the boiler. The Ari HaKadosh gets to the boiler. They're the no chachmas. When you open up the Ari HaKadosh, the Ari takes you downstairs to the boiler. Everybody has to be talking about the 40th floor. There's a problem with this pipe, there's a problem with the air conditioning. The Ari HaKadosh takes you down into the basement, to the boiler. And it begins with the following question. We know that the Kari HaDoris Meirash, the Baruch Shalom, that when he created this world, he created it in such a way where there's a Seder of the Doris that are descending from higher to lower. Now, we've spoken many times about this from Reb Tzadik and Reb Kook, about how it's true that Bechlal, there's a Yerida, there's a Doris, but in a different way, there's also an Aliyah. We'll get to that in Mirsham later. But everybody here knows that the Baruch Shalom made the world in such a way where the earlier Doris were on a higher Madrega than the lower Madregas. And each subsequent generation led to a certain type of Yerida. So from Enosh, from Dor Enosh to Shem, and then moving along from the Midbar and being in the desert, and from Ezra to Rabbi Akiva and to the Gaonim and the Rishonim and so on till our days, that there's a Seder of Horloch u'Poiches until finally it comes to our time. And everything that we're going through was already told to us beforehand. And it says in the Mishnah, you know, the Mishnah in Saita, and in Chelek and Sanhedrin, Be'ikvisa de Mashiach chutz b'yask, that Be'ikvisa de Mashiach, that at the end, before Mashiach comes, there'll be a tremendous amount of chutzpah. Hamalchus tehapach laminus, the malchus, the leadership will be turned into minus, into kaifrim, into apikarsim. Be'isvad yeleznus, the place, the assembly place, will be a place where people assemble for znus, for preachers. Chochmas Seifrim Tisrach, the wisdom of the scribes will no longer be of interest to people. People are interested now in their phones. They're not interested in philosophy. Mirei Chet Yimasu, those who have fear of sin, those who are very God fearing people, will be mocked, to be made fun of, will be disgusted in the eyes of the world. And truth will disappear. Na'arim p'nei zekenim yalbinu, young people will humiliate older people. Zekenim yamdu f'nei ketanim. Old people have to stand up for children. Ben menabalov, bas kami be'ima, children will rebel against their parents. Kala b'chamayisa, the daughters-in-law, the mothers-in-law, that's always been like that. Oy ve'ish anshe be'isai. Oy ve'ish anshe be'isai. The biggest enemies are not going to be, like we were talking about last week, the Cossacks. The biggest enemies are going to be anshe be'isai. The agmas nefesh people are going to have at the end of time, the Gemara says. The Mishnah site, the Gemara says, it's not from the outside people. It's anshe be'isai. Oy ve'ish anshe be'isai. That one's greatest enemies are the members of his own household. What's going on with the kids? What's going on with the divorces? Anshe beisai. Oy ve'ish anshe beisai. The greatest enemies are not from outside. The enemies are from inside. And p'nei hador k'p'nei hakelev. And the face of the generation is like the face of a dog. Haben enim esbayish me'oviv. Until finally the Gemara comes and says, Ein lo na'mi le'eshoin. Ella alavinu shebishamayim. The time will come where ain lo na'ami lehishayin, where there's nobody upon whom we can rely. Ain lo na'ami lehishayin. Ella alavinu shebishamayim. That means that all of the other things that we were able to somehow use in the past and seem to at least delay, offset to some degree the waves of preachers and of kfira and of losing our children to the other side. At the end of time, Ein lo na'ami l'hishayin, ela al avinu shebishamayim. There's no one upon whom we can rely except al avinu shebishamayim. So this is where the Mishnah, the Gemara, there, and especially there, and at the end of Sanhedrin, where Chazal revealed to us this inyan of Yeridus Adairus, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was kaveya this meirosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu set this system up from the beginning. And the big question is, and here's where we're starting to head down the steps to go to the basement, to the boiler. The big question is, why did the Rebbeinu Shlomo do such a thing? If the Tachlis, when Mashiach comes, the Tachlis is Umol Ha'ariz Deyas Hashem Kemaim L'yam Achasem. The Tachlis is that the whole world be exploding with the awareness of Hashem. Like the ocean covers the waters, cover the oceans. So we would have expected that based upon that, just as in the physical world there's a mahalach that things evolve to higher levels and things move from lower to higher, that we would have expected that the Hashem Yisbarach would have established a mahalach of Aliyas Hadayos. Since the end zone, the goal is what? Mashiach. Is Deyas Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Olam. That's the Hamelach. That's the end. That's the goal. So you would think that if the Baruch Shalom made the world in such a way where he expects each and every one of us to work towards our objectives, our goals, and to become closer to them. I remember when we were kids and we'd be in the car and we'd be on some long ride, so. For some reason, I had this mishagas that I used to always ask my father, Daddy, are we getting closer? I used to ask him when we were driving, are we getting closer? Because it felt to me like this is like we're driving for a long time. So I would ask him, are we getting closer? So my father said that every single second, he always turned around. And I remember I used to ask him all the time, how did I get a mishagas with this? So he would say to me, what do you think, we're getting further away? We're getting closer. That's a normal mahalach in this world. Is that when you want to, if you want to go from here, and you have to get to the Lower East Side, I don't know if people go there anymore, but if you're going from here to Lower East Side, it means there's a mahalach, and every single turn of the wheel, you're getting closer to the place where you're going to. That's a normal person. But when it comes to the Baruch Shalom, if we would turn around and say to the Baruch Shalom, are we getting closer? He said, no, say, Yiridus Adairus. It's a little fair, no? Like they say in Eretz Yisrael, it's a little fair. Everything else, you ask your father, I'm working hard, I'm following the map, Am I getting closer? And it's, of course you're getting closer. Otat, we're going to be there. That's the normal mahalach in this world. A kid goes to school and he's going from 12th grade to 1st grade. He's going from 1st grade to 12th grade. That's the state of this world. And he's getting closer to the objective of when there'll come a time we'll be able to from somehow to turn that into a parnasa, into learning, whatever it is. But he's moving. He's making progress. So we say that the Kohen, Reb Tzadik, and Reb Kook, and other tzaddikim talk about in Pnimius, there's a certain Indian of that his kadmut, or the hishtalmus that Reb Kook speaks about, the hishtalmus. But sof kol sof, so what Chazal are describing over here is that instead of the final generation being the spitz, the hamu'ula, the last generation should be the finest generation. Because we should be the cumulative result of thousands and thousands of years, of millions and millions of Heilige Yidden, working towards the goal, working towards the objective. So, just mathematically, it would make sense that this generation would be the most gewaltig. This generation would be on the highest madrega. But the matziv is a matziv hafuch. It's hafuch, it's the opposite. And therefore, we always grow up with the question that if they were in Zeuche, the way I used to always think of it is, if they were in Zeuche by the liberation of Buchenwald and Auschwitz and Mauthausen, if they were in Zeuche to be greeted by Mashiach Zaken, like the Klausenberger said he was expecting, if they were in Zeuche for such a Kabbalah upon them, so may I can taste that people like that, some worms like us, why should we be Zeuche? And if Rashi wasn't Zeuche, and if the Rambam wasn't Zeuche, and the Chassam Sofer wasn't Zeuche, and the Chavetz Chaim wasn't Zeuche, so why should we be Zeuche? And it's not just a matter of a Zechiah. They weren't Matzliach to bring Mashiach. They weren't Matzliach. They were unsuccessful in bringing Mashiach. So how is it that our generation can be Matzliach when these people were so much greater than us? So how is it that we could be Matzliach? And there's another question here regarding this whole gloom and doom, what the Gemara says in Soiten and Sanhedrin and scattered throughout Chazal in different places, all of these descriptions that are mamish materializing before our eyes, these descriptions the predictions that they made, the prediction sounds like it's stopped, these giluyim that they had about the end of time that they told to the earlier generations that are found in Gemara and in the Medrash and in the Zohar Kodesh and all different places in Chazal, and in Tanakh also. What was the mitzvah that they felt to be mefarsim, all of that? Like, what did Chazal, what were they accomplishing in that Mishnah when they said, you know, that there's going to come a time that the face of the generation is like a dog? So now here we are. So does that make us feel better? So we're the dogs that they were talking about. And all of these terrible things that they spoke about back then, since when is it the way of tzaddikim to cause yeish for Jews to be miyayish? You know, there are magidim that they like doing that. There are certain rabbis that they do that stuff. But we're not talking about rabbis or magidim. We're talking about tanoim. You know, we're talking about tanoim. This is not the magid from Vladivostok or something. I don't know. This is, we're talking about tanoim. You know,
right from the beginning.
Yeah.
The Torah's
there. Right. Nevi'im and tanoim that they said from the very beginning that it's going to be unbelievably terrible, disgusting, horrible, all the things that we read. That was just a few of the items on the list. There are more items. Many more items. Since when is it the way of tzaddikim to be miyayish yidin? You know, when you start reading these chazal, and you say, yeah, that's me. Then you read another, yeah, that's me. And he said, that's me. But that's bad stuff. So why would the tzaddikim be megala all these things? To be mefarsim some of these things? To be engaged? What's the tachlis? What's the toelis? of speaking about these things. What are we supposed to take out of all of this? All these horrible descriptions of our generation, of Ikvus of the Mashiach. What are we supposed to take out? And anyway, we are also Bali Bechira, so who says that we have to be like dogs? Does it say it has to be such a thing? Pnei HaDok or Pnei HaKelev? Why does it have to be such a thing? We're Bali Bechira and we could change. So if you look at the page that you have, you know, we have from Rabbi Chaim Vital, we have the Shaar Gilgulim, the Sefer Gilgulim. This is history 001. This is the way every history class should start. Because this is from the beginning. This is the history of the world. It begins in the Gilgulim. In Eishes Chaim and in Eish Chaim, that's the history before the world. And where it is mishtalshel to. But in terms of understanding history, so you have to look in the Sefer Gilgulim. And the page that you have in front of you, you see where it says in the middle of the, a little bit higher than the middle of the page, Vihine Adam Arishan. Vihine Adam Arishan. Let's read a few words. Just have time to get started a little bit. I'm not going to explain everything for a couple of reasons. The first is I don't understand it. That's the most important reason. The second reason is because we're not holding by and we don't need to where we are right now to understand the Kabbalah Zachen over here. But just to get a framework of where we are so that if we know what's broken and how Hashem Yisabach told us, Chevra, this is what's going to be at the end of time. I'm telling you, I'm giving you a heads up. Because that's what Chazal are giving us, a heads up. I'm telling you what's going to be at the end of time. And I'm going to explain to you what's going to be the problems of the end of time. And I'm going to give you a mahalach of how to fix them. That's what we're looking for. And then we can bring first aid. Then we can get the Hatzalah, we can get to work. If we know where we're going. V'hine Adam HaRishon hayu nechlalum v'beis shenivra kol elu abchinas haniskaros menefesh da'asiyah ad yechida da'atzilus. Adam HaRishon, when he was created, he had within him all of the madregas that the Arizal was talking about, that Rabbi Chaim was talking about before, from nefesh da'asiyah, from the lowest level of this world of asiyah, of the lowest of worlds, ad yechida da'atzilus. So you know this nefesh ruach neshama chai yechida. Last night I spoke a little bit about the union of yechida. Yechida v'atzilus, which means the highest level of the highest world, which is atzilus. All of those, meaning everything in between those two extremes. Nefesh da'asiyah. Nefesh is the lowest level of the soul. Nefesh of asiyah. All the way to yechida of atzilus. That's the whole spectrum. Everything was in Adam HaRishon. Now the next couple of sentences is only for Jewish audiences. Okay? Let's continue. V'zeshe Omar HaKosov Odom Atam. So it says in Navi, Odom Atam. You are man. Meaning the Jewish people are called Odom. Not the nations of the world. Odom Atam. Only the Jewish people are called Odom. They're also human beings and have to be treated in a very harsh of a way. But Adam is only Adam Atam. And the Gemara says, Atam Kruim Adam, only you are called Adam, Ve'ein Umas Ha'ilam Kruim Adam. Only you, the Jewish people, are called Adam, and the nations of the world are not called Adam. Perish Enyan, Rabbi Chaim says, the Perish, the meaning of this is, Kihine, imavdava kipshutai kasha. To understand this as pshat, the pshat of this is very hard. Shekol umas olam gam hem anoshim kama Yisrael. The nations of the world, the goyim, they're also human beings like Jews. The koyim is a kufa, who walk upright like human beings and have all the other kalim of human beings. But havnu lamein adam ata. So it could have said adam ata if it's in the singular. If it's talking about the Jewish people, it could say adam ata. Or can say anoshim atem. Ache inyin yuvan gam kem b'meshom chazal al posik eifo hayisa b'yaz di'aretz. So the key to understanding this sod, this is a very, very deep secret of creation. The key to understanding this difference between a Yisrael and a Ben Noach, and the key to understanding the differences between one Jew and another Jew, and one generation of Jews to another generation of Jews, is this pasuk in Iyov where it says, "Eifo hayisa b'yaz di'aretz." Now you remember, Iyov had a lot of questions. Iyov had a lot of questions because Iyov was a lot smarter than even the guy that was the valedictorian from Harvard. So Iyov had a lot of questions because he went through a lot of tzaros, and he was a good guy that was put through terrible suffering. And the whole sefer Iyov is a torturous shackle of Italia between Iyov and his chaverim on these issues of philosophy. Not just philosophy, but Tzadik Ra'ala, Rosh HaVatoiv Lo, you know, the big questions. Like, why do good people suffer? Why do bad people prosper? So, if you ever learned Iyov, it's a very hard limud. If you ever learned Iyov, so then you know that the Baruch Shalom never answered the questions. Never answered the questions. But in a very typical way that Jews are famous for, the Baruch Shalom answered the question with what? A question. We learn that from him. Everything we learn from him. This too. So Iyov has a whole... He has a whole big book of questions. Any question that anybody could have ever thought of to ask about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Iyov had this whole big book. And the Baruch Shalom certainly works in Kiruv, no? And here he had a guy that was going through a terrible problem, and the Baruch Shalom is going to be Makar of him. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Makar of everybody. Shalom, Shalom, L'Rachel, L'Kar, Vam Hashem, Rufos, Hashem wants to be Makar of everybody. So Baruch Shalom is working in Kiruv, and he's got this customer, Iyov, and Iyov's got a whole book of questions. So the question now is, what's the Baruch Shalom's mahalach of dealing with Iyov? Is he going to sit down with him and try to answer the questions? Is the Baruch Shalom going to sit down to answer the questions? And go through the questions, first question, second question. He's going to go through the questions. Is he going to sing a niggun and fabrang a little bit with Iyov? What's he going to do? So the Baruch Shalom asks a question. And the question is, Eifai hayisa miyaz di aris. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the universe? Where were you when I created the universe? And Chazal say on that, he doesn't answer the questions at all. He just says, where were you when I created the universe? Sha'omel HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'iyov. Eifa shalcha ba'adam erishin heichan haisa. Chazal revealed to us that question of Hashem to Iyov, where were you? That question is not a question of physical location or time, like you weren't there. I mean, the simple meaning to the question is like, why are you asking me questions? You don't know anything. So Eifa Yisav Yazder, it's just like, where were you when I created the world? You don't know anything. I have a mahalach. I have a plan. Were you there when I made the blueprints? Were you there? Like if you go to a building, it's a fancy, beautiful building, and you have a kasha. Like, why is it like this? So the builder would say to you, where were you when I made this building? You weren't there. Do you know what this building... You know that this part of the building is a very, very important part of how it works. So that's what the simple pshat is. Where were you when I created the world? In other words, you don't know what this whole thing is about. But Chazal, that's the pshat. Of course, that's the pshat. That's the Mefarsh Mul say. But Chazal take this to somewhere else. Chazal say, it's not where were you at that time or at that place. Where were you by Adam HaRishon? Were you in Adam HaRishon's head? Were you his ears? Were you in his nose? Were you in his toes? Now you know where we were? Chava, where were we? And we were in his heel. We were in his heel. That's we, that's us. Ikvis of the Mashiach. So Chazal say, Eifo HaYisa, Eifa means your ofi. Your ofi, your eifa means who you are, your character, your personality, your measure, the measure of who you are. Where were you in Adam Rishon? Heichan Hayisa. The Medrash, I wrote down the Medrash in the Tanchuma and Kisisa. The Medrash there has a lotion in Kehelas. Ad she Adam Rishon mutal goylem heraloi. Shakadosh Baruch Hu kol tzadik v'tzadik shosel labrin v'menu. So Hashem showed Adam Rishon, whoever's the tzadikim that were going to come from him. Yeshu toli b'roisha shel Adam. There's a certain tzadik that would come from the roish, the head of Adam Rishon. V'yeshu toli b'sa'ara. There's another one that came from the hair. V'yeshu toli b'mitzchah, his forehead. V'yeshu b'ein of his eyes. V'yeshu b'chaitmai. The nose of the Yeshbepiv and so on, the mouth, but also the ears, Bezor, the arms, and so on. The measure goes on through the whole kaima, the whole body. So Rabbi Chaim explains from Ari Va'inyan. Just one sentence, and we'll continue Mitzvah next week. Kol haneshomas varuchas vanefashas v'chulu, kulam hayukulam adam rishon be'esh nivra. All of the souls, nefesh, ruach, neshomas, all future souls were included, were in Adam Rishon. When he was created, v'yesh nefesh etluya b'roisha. There's a certain nefesh that comes from the mind, the head. There's a certain person that has more netiya to having to understand everything in that way. There are generations that needed that more desperately. We'll talk about that next week more. There are generations that need to understand. You see, like with the Dor HaFloga, right? That's just an inyan. There are different parts of Adam Rishon. V'yesh nefesh tluya b'roisha shel Adam Rishon. V'yesh be'einav. V'yesh b'nekoved. V'chein v'chol eivarv. All of the limbs and organs of Adam Rishon. And then he goes on, which we'll continue with next week, to explain where do we come from, Adam, and that the nations of the world and the Noach don't come from that. Something else, we'll see that next week. That's not the ikur of our conversation about the nations of the world. That's not for us. We'll learn a little bit. But the Aleph so far is that when Hashem Yisbarach said to Eve, you have a lot of questions, the key to unlocking the mystery of what you're going through is by finding out where do you come from in Adam HaRishon. That's Hashem's hint. That's the first thing, you know, like they had this scavenger hunt, right, that you used to have. They give you like hints along the way. The first hint that the Rebbeinu Shlom gives is that if you want to have the answer to the question of what it is that you're going through, I'm not going to answer the question. Eifo hayisa biyaz di aretz, where were you in Adam HaRishon? When you come to understand that, and what that means, which we're going to be spending the next couple of weeks, next 4 or 5 weeks talking about, when you understand where you come from, then you'll understand exactly what you're going through, and then you'll be able to get help. You'll be able to work on it. You'll at least know what the inyan is. You'll at least, when you go to the worst thing is when you're by the doctor and the doctor doesn't have not a diary, what's it called, Ari? Not a diagnosis, right? It hasn't diagnosed what the problem is. And the person is, lo aleinu, is dying. And and the doctors are talking 2-3 days. This one holds like this. It's a machlokes. It could be this. Machlokes could be that. And the family is saying, "Shalom, what's going to be over here? You haven't started." And they're saying, "We can't start treating that." I just had this last week. That my father's all goes on Zion, that he had a terrible. He has a terrible infection. He's in the hospital, and they are hurrying for days. You know what is the because staph infections are all different. Madragas and all different levels of staph infections, different types of infections, and they couldn't find. So they were treating with a general. With a general type of an antibiotic, but they need to go in for what exactly is it that we have to treat? What Eifa Haisa, you know, what part of the person needs to be treated? Where do we go? And it took time to get the Baruch Hashem. They told me they think they have it, but they got to that place. These are very chashuv doctors. We have cars at all, but to get to that place, the question is. Rabbi Chaim is saying the beginning of the Shara Gilgulim. The question is, Eifo Hayisa Biyaz De'aris. And if you have the answer to that question, and you feel confident that that's the answer, and it speaks to you, you understand it, and then you'll understand that the other questions are not questions, and you could be busy trying to address the issue instead of getting sidetracked with the things that are not the issue. So when I always say to you, that the issue of our generation is not the internet. It's a problem of our generation. It's a problem, but it's not the shirish of the problem. It's not the shirish. If you and I would be the people we have to be, and if our kids would be who they have to be, and we would be healing their injury or their sickness, and the diagnosis would be correct, and we would give them the antibiotics that they need, they wouldn't be interested in looking They wouldn't be interested in looking at the internet. Yes, Shalom, this morning, do you read any book about Donald Duck or Sleeping Beauty?
Not this morning.
Maybe a week ago, but since then, he's moved on to the... He's not interested in Sleeping Beauty. He's not interested in... I mean, so many have... When they're children, you have to read a book, but right now, you're not interested because it's the inyan of falling into that craziness. If you diagnose the illness and you treat the illness instead of going all over the body and working on this, and no, the problem is the internet, the problem is the curriculum, the problem is those are all in yonim, but those are symptoms. It's not the sickness. It's not the shirish. When you treat the shirish, so then mimela, the other things, everything, things start to work out. You start to feel better. But if you're treating the toe and the guy's got a problem in his ear, it's going to help. And then you're just screaming, it's the internet. If not for the internet, everything would be good. I lived before there was the internet, and it wasn't, everything wasn't good. And I told you many times here that, and I heard this from his grandson, that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky once said, because there was some, he was sitting in some day someplace, and somebody was giving a whole talk again about, you read this Adaris in the Altaheim, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said that I was in the Altaheim, and I could tell you it wasn't so gewaldig. That's what he said. The Heim, and the Heim, the Heim. My father also says that. The Heim. The Heim. What was in the Heim? But now everybody says, like, if I lived 100 years ago, oh, I would have been such a... The Heim. There are plenty of things going on in the Heim. In the Altaheim, there's plenty of tzaras. Not just poverty and sickness. There's a lot of stuff going on in all different places. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. There are all kinds of things that are going on in the Haim. And you know, 100 years from now, I mean, Mashiach will be here. Any Mashiach should be in a day. Mashiach will be here. But they're going to talk about us like we're from the Altaheim, you know? And they're going to say, like, Shalom, like me and you never had any problems at all. Now you know, huh?
We have no problem.
Right. But they're gonna talk about us like that. They're gonna say, I had an Elta Zaydi Shalom. Ooh, the Elta Zaydi Shalom. Then they can take out a picture, and they saw a picture of Shalom, you know, by a Chasna Shalom. And you say, my Elta Zaydi Shalom, bah, that's Tzadik Yisrael. I'm not arguing, Shalom's talking about Tzadik. I know. We can say, yeah, Shalom, I ate Sahara Gornish. He never had a Yitzhara. He never had a Taiva. Never in his life did he do anything that. But now we have Tzaris. But if I would have been the Haim with Shulam, oy, that would have been good. And Shulam is sitting in Shemayim, Yoshev with Shemayim Yitzchak. He says, are you out of your mind? The Haim. No, you have to treat the sickness. Whatever generation you're in, Those are symptoms. And the last, when it was with the Zionists and the Bundists, there was also symptoms. It also wasn't the Shirish. And now it's the internet. The internet's a big, big challenge, but it's not the Shirish. We're Jews. We have big karchas. I was talking about that yesterday morning. We have big karchas. We're stronger than the internet. Vatuchal. We're stronger. But if you don't know what the problem is, and you're chasing after something else, then you can't treat. You're not treating the problem. When you know what the problem is, then you can treat the problem. Of course, it hurts and it's hard and it takes time, but you could treat it. But if you don't know what the problem is, so then lo aleinu, you're going to lose the person. And that's what's so frustrating when to see that there's so many wonderful, wonderful kids that are being lost, and the sickness is not being treated. They have all of the symptoms, and they're being treated for something else. When I was a kid, and I spent a very short time in a sleepaway camp. It didn't work out. Not for me, not for the camp. And my mother didn't want me to go anyway, so I came back. So there was a person, they had an infirmary. And no matter what was wrong with you, they gave you an aspirin gun. There was like an aspirin that you could chew. No matter what was wrong with you. In other words, if you came in and somebody threw the bat at your head and your skull was cracked open and your brains were falling out, so the guy was just sitting there with mishnayos and he would say, he would just send you aspirin. That's what was going on. No difference. I don't know. Whatever was wrong with you, just take an aspirin. And that's what's going on in a lot of our yeshivas and our schools. No matter what's wrong with you, this is the cure. That's what's wrong. You don't understand what's wrong. That's the cure. Aspirin. Hashem should help us to understand the Shirish, and when we do, then Nuchal La'avo La'ezratan.